This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Samsung's share price fell 7.5% today in South Korea. On Friday, a jury in Silicon Valley ruled Samsung's smartphones violate Apple patents in a number of critical ways. The app icons you see on your screen, the way you scroll, the way almost all apps have trained us to pinch and widen our fingers to zoom in on something. The ruling creates a strange new landscape for all smartphone makers. Chris Sprigman teaches intellectual property law at the University of Virginia, and he writes a blog called The Knockoff Economy. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you.
Presuming that this case result holds up, I guess we've got maybe two scenarios here. Apple can license these patented features to other smartphone makers, or they can not do that, I guess. What would you expect?
Well, I'll expect them to license, but I'd also expect Apple's rivals to have to pay a very hefty fee for these patents. And there's no guarantee that as Apple develops more technologies in the future that they're going to license all of them. Apple might seek to differentiate its phones from the competition by denying features to rivals.
We're talking about some basic smartphone-y things like pinch and zoom. What happens if they decide not to license pinch and zoom?
If Apple doesn't license these features, smartphones are going to start to look very different. And the typical reaction to that is, oh, good, different is good. Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily. Windows phones from Microsoft already look very different, and they don't sell very well.
This particular one kind of blows my mind. Apple successfully defended a patent for devices that are a rectangle. And I looked at this patent myself online, and that's exactly what it seems to be, no more, no less. A rectangular device. They own that now. How can that be?
It can be because the rectangular device patent should never have been granted in the first place. And even after it was granted, frankly, I think the jury got it wrong in holding Samsung liable. So the design patents that we're talking about are for the rectangular shape of the iPhone. Samsung's phones are also rectangular, although they're dissimilar enough that they should not have violated the design patent. But at least if this verdict holds up on appeal, similar looking phones will violate that design patent. And it's frankly hard to imagine how you make a phone that isn't rectangular.
I'm trying to imagine the alternatives. Circular phones, square phones, triangle phones. I think they made fun of that on the sitcom The Office, right?
Did.
Is that? Are we going to see that?
Well, what I hope we're going to see is we're going to see an appellate court take a look at these design patents and say this is ridiculous. If this case eventually gets to the Supreme Court, I imagine it will get there on this design patent question.
Chris Sprigman, a law professor at the University of Virginia, also writes at thenockoffeconomy.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.